I'm flying out this week to Chios. I'm joining the rescue team. Those are the people who are helping to bring the boat safely to the beach and then kind of helping the people to get off the boats. They're obviously wet and cold. There is lots of hypothermia and frostbite. So our aim is to give them a new pack of pre-packed clothes, get the children changed as quickly as possible, and then take them to obviously medics so they can assess the situation and help the best possible way. From there, then they're heading to registration areas so they can register within the country, and then they can head further afield from there. Many of them take belongings with them, obviously minimal belongings with them, but because the smugglers are trying to actually maximize the amount of people on the boats, because they're charging €2,000 per adult and €1,000 per child, and that is even 1 week old baby. So they obviously want to maximize the boat. Therefore, they literally chuck their things into the sea, and so they're arriving pretty much with really nothing, just the stuff they have on them, which is obviously wet. Many times the boat capsizes. Many times the boat's obviously not in a good condition, so many times they stop in the middle of the sea and they can be stranded for a long time, and the waves are pretty high at the moment because it's winter, so they're arriving wet, and that's where the hypothermia comes to play, and that's where the frostbites and everything else comes to play as well. It's very important to me to give them the right message. It's important to me to greet them in the most best way, because these people coming off the boats after absolutely massive trauma, and it is important that the people who meet them on the shore are obviously as calm, as welcoming, as informative as possible. And of course, handing these packs is, it's not just me. It's on behalf of all those people who donated, and it is a privilege. And I am grateful to absolutely everybody who supported us, all the local community who came alongside us. And I will be very much handing those packs on their behalf as much as mine. As a mother of a similar age of child, it's unthinkable, that you just cannot. I can't fathom. The mother who puts the child on that boat, how desperate the situation must be. And I really, as a mother, feel very much for the families, because you obviously have the mother instinct, you have the love, you ready to die for them. And for the people who many times tell me, that they just must be some, that social services would be obviously involved here if that would happen. It's not the case. They're literally saving their children from death, which is pretty much on the cards over there. So, as a mother, I totally understand, and I want to support them as much as I can.